Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Robert Cremo III is pleading guilty to the mass shooting at the 2022 4th of July parade in North Suburban Highland Park. Cremo made his plea this morning right before opening statements in that trial were set to begin. Ashby Beasley was at the parade with her son. He was six at the time.
My son and I ran for our lives, and it has been a long process to healing. I don't talk to him about this. This has been really hard for him, so I haven't told him really anything about it. I will tell him now. I will tell him that it's over, and I think he will be very relieved to hear that.
Cremo has pleaded guilty to murdering seven people and attempting to kill dozens more. His sentencing is scheduled for late April. A federal judge in Chicago is throwing out four of nine bribery convictions in a case involving a group of former Commonwealth Edison executives and lobbyists. The 2023 ComEd convictions centered around efforts to bribe former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan to advance company legislation in Springfield. The convictions Judge Manish Shah vacated centered on a federal bribery law the Supreme Court narrowed last year. Shah gave prosecutors the option of retrying the group with those charges. It's not clear whether they'll do so, and the judge left intact a conspiracy conviction. The Trump administration is claiming big savings by ending an office lease in the northwest suburbs. My colleague Dan Mihalopoulos reports truckloads of former President Barack Obama's papers have been stored in an old furniture showroom on a busy stretch of Gulf Road. And now Elon Musk's cost-cutting initiative for President Trump claims the end of this National Archives lease will save nearly $1.5 million. Records show the lease was up at the end of this year anyway, and the Obama Presidential Library will be totally digital. And Polish President Andrzej Duda is in Chicago today to celebrate Pulaski Day. General Kazimierz Pulaski is known as the father of the American cavalry because he served as a military leader during the American Revolutionary War. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin attended the celebration and spoke about what he calls Pulaski moments when Poland has stood up to Russia. He says the relationship between the U.S. and Poland is stronger than ever.
The future of NATO is uncertain at this point with this new administration. But this much I can tell you, those Pulaski moments are still in our heart. I would like to pay tribute to Poland for one other thing. What Polish people have done has been nothing short of extraordinary for the last 3 years during the Ukrainian war.
The celebration kicked off this morning at the Polish Museum of America. That museum is also celebrating its 90th anniversary. Weather today, partly sunny skies, a bit windy, a high in the upper 40s. Cloudy tonight, showers are likely overnight, a low in the upper 30s. And then Tuesday, showers, possibly a thunderstorm, high in the upper 40s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.